Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are in week three of Fall 2 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you will be completing the Capstone Leadership Assessment in class this week. Make sure you get the pre-work and post-work completed for each module by 11:59 p.m. the day before your class, and please remember to check your messages daily from your ATI coach. You should be adding pharmacology review questions to your daily study plan. Use Board Vitals, Farm Made Easy, and Farm Flashcards, all in ATI, to assist in your preparation for your exit exam. Also complete the 493 questions each week. Workshops are being offered on test-taking skills and reducing test anxiety by nursing academic specialist Cindy Roulette. I encourage you to attend. Links are sent to you on Remind. If you need assistance, please reach out to your 493 professor or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. If you are a 480 student, you are completing the capstone orientation in ATI this week. Please make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring and the nursing academic specialist Hermie Barbieto if you are needing assistance with study habits and skills, as well as any difficulty in understanding the content. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It is all set up for your success. This week's podcast is on schizophrenia with nursing academic specialist Teresa Meredith.
Hello, my name is Teresa Meredith, and I'm one of the nursing academic specialists at West Coast University, and today I'm going to be talking about schizophrenia. Facts about schizophrenia. The age of onset typically is in the late teens, early 20s, but it can occur earlier. It can be problematic when manifestations interfere with interpersonal relationships, self-care, and the ability to work. It affects thinking, behavior, emotions, and the ability to perceive reality. It can result from a combination of genetic, neurobiological, and non-genetic factors, such as injury at birth, viral infection, and nutritional factors. Some findings of schizophrenia include cognitive findings, such as disordered thinking, inability to make decisions, poor problem-solving ability, difficulty concentrating to perform tasks, short-term memory deficits, and impaired abstract thinking. Some effective findings can include hopelessness, suicidal ideation, and unstable or rapidly changing mood. Negative symptoms of schizophrenia is the absence of things that are normally present. Negative symptoms are more difficult to treat successfully than positive symptoms. Examples include affect, which is usually blunted, narrow range of expression, or flat, facial expression never changes. Alogia, poverty of thought or speech. Energia, lack of energy. Anhedonia, lack of pleasure or joy. Avoltition, lack of motivation in activities and hygiene. Positive symptoms of schizophrenia are manifestations of things that are not normally present. These are the most easily identified manifestations. They include hallucinations, delusions, alterations in speech, and bizarre behavior. Alterations in thought include ideas of reference, persecution, grandeur, somatic delusions, jealousy, being controlled, thought broadcasting, thought insertion, thought withdrawal, religiosity, and magical thinking. alterations in speech, associative looseness, which is the unconscious inability to concentrate on a single thought. It can progress to flight of ideas in which the client's speech moves so rapidly from one thought to another that it is incoherent. Neologisms are made-up words that have meaning only to the client. Echolalia, the client repeats the words spoken to him. Clang association, meaningless rhyming of words, often forceful. Word salad, words jumbled together with little meaning or significance to the listener. Alterations in perception. Hallucinations are sensory perceptions that do not have any apparent external stimulus. Examples include auditory, command, visual, olfactory, gustatory, and tactile. Alterations in behavior include extreme agitation, stereotype behavior, automatic obedience, waxy flexibility, stupor, negativism, echopraxia, catatonia, motor retardation, impaired impulse control, gesturing or posturing, and boundary impairment. Nursing interventions for schizophrenia would be to provide a structured, safe environment, or MALU, to decrease anxiety and to distract the client from constantly thinking about hallucinations. Establish a trusting relationship. Use appropriate communication to address hallucinations and delusions, such as being direct with hallucinations. Do not argue with the client about hallucinations, but focus on their feelings. Assess for paranoid delusions. Attempt to focus on reality-based subjects and be genuine and empathetic. Assess discharge needs. Promote self-care and teach self-care by modeling activities. Provide medication teaching. Teach about manifestation management techniques to cope. And incorporate family in teaching whenever possible. One treatment of schizophrenia includes first-generation antipsychotics. These are used to treat mainly positive psychotic symptoms. These medications can include haloperidol, loxapine, chlorpromazine, and flufenazine. We want to monitor for extrapyramidal effects, including dystonia, akathisia, and pseudoparkinism and tardive dyskinesia. Another treatment for schizophrenia would be second-generation antipsychotics, and these medications are choice and treat both positive and negative symptoms. These medications can include risperidone, olanzapine, quetiapine, ziprasidone, and clozapine. Blood tests are needed to monitor for agranulocytosis, and there is a risk of weight gain. Another treatment for schizophrenia would be third-generation antipsychotics. These are used to treat both positive and negative symptoms while improving cognitive function. This medication is aripiprazole. It has a lower risk of weight gain and anticholinergic effects and decreased risk of extrapyramidal side effects or tardive dyskinesia. Thank you very much for listening.
As Thanksgiving is approaching, think about all the things you are thankful for and reflect on those and why you chose to be a nurse. Your nursing school is not easy. You need to set realistic goals, manage your time, celebrate your successes, stay focused, and most important, ask for help. Reach out to faculty and the Nursing Academic Specialist team. We are here to help you succeed. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We will be back again soon with another learning experience.